Perhaps the best-known additions to the Chinese diplomatic corps last year were two pandas, Meishang and Tianjin. The animals on loan from China live in a custom-made habitat at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. They've drawn big crowds to the zoo, and zoo director Lucy Spellman says the pair is much more social than their predecessors, Xing Xing and Ling Ling.
They have sustained playbouts, which, you know, the game is really all about a somersault. If you watch them, one panda somersaults, the other bats the other one, and the game continues. And that behavior was never seen between Xing Xing and Ling Ling, mostly because as youngsters they were not housed together, and in those days it was recommended that they be kept apart. So it's all new ground for us, but they are very, very active. It's really quite fun.
How far away are the new pandas from sexual maturity?
Good question. This last season, we saw the beginnings of sexual maturity, at least in some of their behavior. I think we'll see more this coming spring, but I suspect it's going to be another year or, you know, another season before we really see anything.
To go back to a point of controversy from last year, the zoo is paying $1 million a year for 10 years to China for these pandas. That money's supposed to go to conservation efforts. Are you sure? What sort of assurances do you have that the money is actually getting to the right people in the right place in China?
Well, it is an important question. I have been to China 3 times in the last year, the first to bring the pandas back over, and then I went back twice to see the reserves where our panda loan financial support will be directed at, and there's a lot that needs to be done in these reserves. Many of them have nothing. They don't have any basic supplies for the patrol staff. They don't have any access. They don't have any boundaries. So it's really in a situation where without the funding from an external source, there's no way that these very remote reserves will even function as a reserve.
And the new pandas bringing in lots of new visitors and new money to the zoo.
Well, you know, the pandas have helped the concessions revenue, and that's actually translated into a lot of good for the zoo. If nothing else, it takes a lot more to care for all the people that have come through. So, you know, we've had to clean up more and provide more cups and all that stuff. So it's actually been, from my perspective, just a great year in terms of bringing more people more closely to these animals, and I hope giving them more of a message that it isn't just about the animals that are here, but that they really are ambassadors for conservation, that we really got to work together as a society to make that happen.
Thank you, Dr. Spellman.
Thank you.
Lucy Spellman, director of the National Zoo in Washington, D.C.